boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I'm back.
God, I've been bored.
She's like, all I've been doing is just shopping. I was working.
I've been going into your office and just...
Did you really?
Sniffing your blankie. I'm just kidding.
I was like, I knew you were kissing that seat. No wonder it was a little weird. I just like kissy marks all over it.
Is she here today? No. Thank God. I've had nobody to talk to. Nobody listens to me. Things are back to normal. She already bossed me around today, so we're really back to normal.
I did. I was like, my assistant will open the door. Uh-huh. You're not my assistant. I was just messing with you.
We're back to business around here.
Well, if you missed it, I went to Dallas. I was visiting some family, getting to see my parents, having kind of like an early Christmas with my parents, my sisters, and my aunt and all that. But we had to fly. We went from the Cedar Rapids Airport down to DFW. And if you don't know me... you should know that I have a lot of anxiety about flying. Mm-hmm. I have to always have the window seat because if we're going to go down, I need to know that we're going to go down.
Which
I would like
is
to prepare for it.
Insane that you like. I want to see it happen.
But this is the first time I got to fly with my boyfriend, neighbor man, and I didn't want to like. I could be a lot when I'm on the plane and my anxiety gets overwhelming. So I asked my doctor for some medication to call me on the flight there. Perfect. From the Cedar Rapids Airport to DFW, I took middle seat. It was great. I'm just listening to Taylor Swift, Life of a Showgirl, and I'm cross-stitching. I was like on a whole new universe. It was when I went from DFW to CID that my anxiety was through the roof. I then chose to do the window seat, which I've always had to have the window seat anytime I've ever flown in my life. I don't think I can ever do the window seat again. I think seeing makes my anxiety go through the roof. We hadn't even flown. The plane hadn't even left, and I was like, it's going down. I just know it. Like, I can't have the window seat because I see things and I don't want to see it.
Is this, maybe it's a weird side effect of the medication you were prescribed.
Well, I'd be looking at like, okay, both times we had the seats next to the plane, the wings. And I'm over there like next to the window and I'm like, I don't feel like that, it's not a bullet, the screws are not screwed in very well.
Yeah, I don't like the flapping and the metal clanking.
I'm like, is it supposed to be flapping like that or is it falling apart?
I think maybe next time somebody just needs to knock you out.
Please
fully
do.
Unconscious.
I've been gone for an entire week, so I have no idea how the people's pour is going right now. What's happening?
I've been campaigning, I'm not going to lie.
Really? What do you mean campaigning?
I have been starting my opening statements with, now that we have this time alone, let's talk about what we really want to see born on Destiny's Head.
So you've been persuading their votes.
Yeah.
I get it.
Sure. So, I mean, I'll call it as it is.
So I know that when I left, we was like 5 against 5. I think we should be down to the final 2. Is this like the championship round or something?
Officially. Yeah, because we left the voting open for the last week. And man, was it solid what people wanted to see out of these two. So out of round one by a landslide is Salsa.
Mm.
And then out of round two, taking on Salsa is Baked Beans. That one's by a real landslide.
Are you serious? Okay, you know what's funny is that I had said something to my boyfriend, neighbor man. I was mentioning all of the options that are going to get dumped on my head.
Of course.
And he goes, not going to lie, I'm kind of hoping for the baked beans because I can't wait to be like, God, you smell good.
Ew. Okay, that's some sick stuff right there. Ew.
I think it was...
Oh.
Help his fetish out. No, I'm just kidding.
You know what? I'm not here to shame anybody for what they're into, but that's disgusting. I don't need to know anymore. But it's not just going on you. It's also going on Spencer from 1600 ESPN. Uh-huh. The finale round of voting is currently open, and we need you... This is just me and you. She's not here. We got to get baked beans. Salsa would be good.
Right,
baked
here.
Beans would be... No, I've spent the last week without you. You don't get to talk. Baked beans, people. Get on my team.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I've said it once and I'll say it again, and that is... I think caroling is kind of a lost art around the holidays. It just doesn't happen the way that it used to.
Mm-hmm.
man, this guy completely blew any sort of caroling out of the water and has set the record, a world record, for singing Christmas tunes for 42 hours straight without losing his voice.
What?
Let me tell you about this guy.
Did he get to drink?
Water? I don't know. No. I have no idea. Did he
go to the bathroom still singing? Follow.
Probably. We are talking about 62-year-old Dave Purchase.
Oh, my God.
I know. What a king. He spent, 42 hours. That's almost 2 days of singing Christmas classics from Mariah Carey to Wham. He sang 684 songs total. He did almost give up, though.
Who had to stay up and count all songs?
That's what I'm saying. Or did they take shifts? Probably. He almost quit at 32 hours because he said he felt like he was starting to hallucinate.
I think I would too.
But he pushed through and didn't lose his voice. And now is in the Guinness World Record for being, like, I don't know, I'd say the best caroler of all time.
You know what's funny? I feel like I could do this just because, one, I love Christmas, and two, I don't think I've ever really, like, truly lost my voice.
I don't know if you'd survive that.
What?
Not being able to speak.
Oh, you're saying if I really did lose my voice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I would be devastated.
Next year, let's go for 43 hours, see how you do.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.
Just got back from Dallas, and I do have something nice and shiny and brand new on the hands.
Don't keep us waiting. I mean, seriously.
Nah, it's not what you think. It's just a nice bracelet that I got on.
Okay.
The people in their car. Are you kidding me?
Thanks for telling us.
I sat in my car for that.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. I did ask him, though, if he was planning on proposing to me while we were in Dallas, because we were going to see my parents were going to be there, my sisters, my aunt. Like, it was like a whole family debacle in Dallas. And it was the first night that we got in on Thursday that we ended up going to. There's like a Raising Cane's, but it's like Post Malone themed.
Mm-hmm.
It's got memorabilia, like old t-shirts and pants and things that he's worn at like award ceremonies and guitars and things like that. I really wanted to go to that.
I mean, this is your fantasy.
My Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And while we're there, I hugged him and I go, you know, now would be a good time.
You said that to Neighbor Man?
Hell yeah.
Oh.
I mean, it was my Super Bowl. We were surrounded by Post Malone memorabilia. I felt his presence.
In a Raising Cane's. The slight scent of a chicken tender. And a garlic bread toast.
And I was like, that's Post Malone. I could just feel it.
Okay.
So I asked him I was like, now would be a good time. And he goes, no. And ruin the most perfect day of your life.
Oh, wow.
Because I was at.
Which perfect day? Is the perfect day at the Post Malone? Or is it the perfect day is the engagement? Because now I'm getting lost. Which are we talking about?
Well, in his mind, and he's not wrong sometimes. He thinks that all I care about is Post Malone. And then he's like ranked to number two. And as a joke, I do say that. But at the end of the day, if there was like a bullet coming at both of them, I'm going to pick my boyfriend. I'm not going to pick Post
Good
Malone.
To know. Yeah, I'm glad you confirmed that.
So is the most perfect day your question? Is it Raising Cane's or getting engaged? In my head, it's getting engaged. Unless it was getting engaged to Post Malone. Well, then that is, in fact, the most perfect day. But that's not happening.
Well, that's why he couldn't do it, because what if you, I mean, he's doing it next to his ripped jeans and guitar, and in your mind, what if you're picturing Post Malone?
No, my whole thought was like, he's probably in the back cooking chicken, and he's going to come out any moment and be like, I knew you were the one for me.
You were mentally cheating the entire time. Here I am at the ripe age of 28, having to worry about what footwear I wear around the house and if it's going to keep me safe or not.
Old lady.
Well, I already knew, like, I'm aging a bit when I started to feel sore walking around the house without shoes on.
I thought you were going to say, like, when you put your shoe on, you start grunting.
Well, sometimes, yeah, that depends on the day. I do that. No, but, you know, when you're, like, up cleaning all day, I have gotten to the point where my age is showing, okay? Mm-hmm. My heels start to hurt. It hurts my lower back. So I'm like, okay, maybe I need to be a little bit better about wearing some supportive shoes around the house. I got these really cute like house shoe slipper things a couple weeks ago, and they're really fuzzy and they're cheetah print. They're so cute. They have a little platform on them. However, they have proven to be lethal. I have rolled my ankle in them a couple times,
God,
and like
Grandma.
Tripped over. I know, but they're slippery because they're furry. So especially if I have socks on, that's a death wish because I will crack my ankle. Last night, I was in the kitchen doing some baking and was already crabby about having to do that. I turn around to reach into the fridge. I hit the floor. I took a fall.
Like in the videos and the movies where there's a banana underneath you?
It was exactly like that. I am not kidding. I wiped out.
It was the shoes.
I haven't told you all day. My elbow is in so much pain because I
made you lift heavy things today. Why didn't you say something?
I didn't want to make you feel bad. I
always say something.
My elbow, and I hit the floor. And you know when you fall and you're just mad that it happened?
That was me. And then you're crying because you're mad?
Yeah, exactly. Well, because my boyfriend Curly was on the couch and he's like, "You all right, babe?" And I'm like, "No, I hit the floor." And then I was crying. It's bad. And it hurt really bad.
May I recommend
getting rid of the slippers?
Well, that's an obvious number one. Number
two. They're so cute, though.
You know what you're getting for Christmas from me?
Dr. Scholl's.
Well, that. But also the thing to go around your neck, because you have fallen and you could not get up.
I couldn't get up and I cried.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Well, I haven't been over here in like a week.
Have you not been doing the Taylor Window Update?
No, because what nobody realizes, or you do not make very clear, you can't see anything from your seat.
Mm-mm. That's the whole point we do the Taylor Window Updates, because you'll be like, "Oh my gosh, look at that." And I'm like, "What do you mean look at that? I can't look at that."
No.
Because what's in front of me is tons of computers, tons of boards.
And my big fat head.
And her gigantic head.
Yes. So it's been a minute since I've
looked. You would think she's smarter than she is or how big it is. No, I'm just kidding.
It's a condition, okay? No, I'm just kidding. I've actually been told I have a tiny head, if you care.
You actually do have a tiny head.
I was self-conscious about it. Can we not talk about my head anymore?
You're self-conscious because you do have a tiny head? I'm sorry, I'd like to talk about this.
Okay, well, I've been told before that I have a tiny head.
You do. And your face is tiny, but it's not bad. I would want that.
I don't know.
Are you looking? I think I have a big hit face.
Okay.
I suffer from big face conditions.
Your face looks normal to me. I feel like my face looks normal, but I've been told throughout my life that I have a tiny head.
Do people just go, "Hey, tiny head"? What do you mean they say that?
Should I open up about my trauma? Let me. Okay.
Okay, here we go.
I was in college and I was on dance team, and we would have like swag days where Nike would provide us with really cool athletic gear. Mm-hmm. And one winter we got Nike beanies.
I knew you were going to say that.
And these beanies specifically came in sizes. So the dance team got two different sizes.
Did they measure your head?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. It kind of was like, just take one and be grateful, which I was. But my coach is like, "Okay, there's a couple of these." I don't know if it was extra small and smalls or smalls and mediums. I don't remember. But she had very few of these little tiny ones. And she looks at me and goes, "Well, you got a small head. You got to have one of these extra smalls." And I was like, "Now, wait a minute. How long have I been living and nobody's told me my head is microscopic?"
Well, we have talked about you before here at work about how tiny.
Are you kidding me? I'd like to think it's fairly normal sized.
Yeah, well, you're
Google me. Do not Google me and look at my head.
No, we really did one time in a meeting talk about how small your head is.
And where was I? My head's so small I couldn't even hear it.
I was joking about that, but man, did I get you good.
Well, no.
Google searcher.
Nobody look at my head. I'm seriously feeling self-conscious.
I'm watching so much Hallmark right now because Christmas is just around the corner.
Mm.
Taylor's not. She's staying on like the Netflix side of everything.
Elf. Christmas Vacation. I stick to the classics.
But I watched another Hallmark movie. It is called The Santa Class. Now, sometimes we've noticed with Hallmark movies that they are spot on to the title, and then there's other movies that are, like, nowhere near it.
It's a toss-up. Do I feel confident in what I think it's about? Absolutely not. But here's what my screenplay would look like for The Santa Class. This movie is about Santa going off the deep end, okay?
Oh, my God.
He has, like, lost the plot of Christmas. He's tired. he's not really excited.
I mean,
to be
the band's
the job.
Been doing it forever, so yeah, I get
well,
it.
Well, yeah, it's a lot of work. He's drinking eggnog on the job though, which is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Got into a bit of a sleigh accident.
Oh no,
not ideal. Everybody's okay, but people are like, Santa, you might have a problem. So he's informed by his snowman lawyer that he can no longer be Santa unless he completes Santa Class 101.
Wow.
Which is Modern Clause Practices, okay? We're reforming.
Where did you come up with the, what did you just say?
Modern Clause Practices.
Did you just make that up?
I used the internet to help
I
me
knew
come
you
up with
did. That sounded like ChatGPT right there.
But he's Santa, it's Santa Class, okay? Because he needs to pull it together and get back to what he knows, which is being magical Santa. So he goes to night class to reform his behavior. He's wrapping presents. He's doing exercises to squeeze down chimneys and stuff. And then it's a Hallmark, so of course it's a happy ending. And he rediscovers why he loves Christmas, and he stops drinking eggnog on the job and blah, blah, blah.
That was good.
Now, what I know is missing is some sort of love story. But it has
maybe
trauma.
He's like falling out of love with Mrs. Claus, and they find their way back with like couples therapy.
Oh my God.
I don't know. Like, that's just a good idea. Look at me helping you write.
I think we should get this produced. Please.
Plot twist, miss, where I watch a Hallmark movie, I tell Taylor the title of it, and then she comes up with a plot. We see how close she is to the actual Hallmark movie.
Or far off.
I told you I watched The Santa Class as soon as I got back from vacation.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, really quickly, is the plot to that movie?
I kind of thought it was along the lines of Santa has an eggnog problem, falls out of love with his job as Santa, gets himself into a little trouble, gets sent to Santa Class 101, Modern Clause Practices, to rehabilitate him back into prime Santa Claus.
That was genius.
And it ends up happy, of course, because it's Hallmark, so.
I mean, the class part's not wrong, but here's what the title or the plot is to The Santa Class. So there's this girl named Kate North. Obviously, that would be her last name.
I hate it already.
Who has reluctantly taken over her father's once very popular Santa school. He's retired. He's moving to Florida. She didn't want to take it over. She actually wanted to get out of the business, but now she has to. It's called the North Star Training Academy, which trains Santa, but it's now struggling of like financial reasons, so it's at risk of closing. As Christmas approaches, Kate and her new coworker, Dan, who worked for the competitor, are trying to keep the business afloat. While on their way to work one day, a man dressed as Santa Claus is on the side of the road, and they almost run into him.
With their car?
Yes.
Oh my God.
And they're like, are you Santa? And he's like, I don't know who I am. He's lost his memory. He crashed the sleigh. They see the reindeer. They find the sleigh. But they're like, what do you mean you don't know who you are? What do you mean you don't know that you're Santa Claus? They take him back to the academy and they roll him into the Santa training program to help him regain his memory. Because Christmas is at risk at this point.
Oh my God.
Well, you know how it goes because it's a Hallmark movie. He regains his memory. He is happy. He goes back to Mrs. Claus. And then the two people who tried to save him, Kate and Dan, fall in love. That's the Hallmark movie for you.
I don't know what to say.
Do you not like it?
I feel a lot of emotions.
Do you
right
really?
Now. I feel sad for poor
Santa.
Oh, he
was good. He's good. He's good. He's all good. He got his memory back. Why are you looking at me?
This sounds like the weirdest movie ever. So while you've been gone over the last week, Destiny, I got my early Christmas present. Yeah. I got my Aura ring because I banked it. Open it.
Welcome to the Aura community.
I am. Oh,
were you hooked because I kept telling you it would tell me bad things?
Not necessarily. I have been like just flying through life with no help, no Apple Watch, no, like, I've never tracked steps. I just has never been something I'm into.
I don't know how you don't do that.
So I just didn't really know what to expect, I guess. And I gotta tell you, this first like week of wearing it, my favorite thing so far is that it tracks my sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I got a lot of issues, all right, when it comes to sleeping well. But I feel like it's gonna help me get better because now me and my boyfriend Curly have sleeping contests. where every morning we both wake up and we compare our sleep scores and see who had a better night of sleep.
Have you been putting in like logging meals and things like that?
I haven't, it's not in my routine yet. I need to like actually just get in the habit of doing it.
Cause mine will pop up and be like, you got an oddly amount of good sleep last night. Did you have something help you with that? It'll be like, did you have sleeping pills? What did you do?
Oh, no. Well, this you know, I'm not sleeping that good ever.
I feel like you need to log your meals and things like that because it will then tell you like if you're having caffeine too late at night. Or if certain foods are keeping you up.
Yeah, the Little Debbie Christmas tree I had at midnight 30 last night. Of course. I already know that. I don't need the ring to tell me.
I don't need to be shamed.
I'm going to keep doing it.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I'm loving this trend that's going around. Also, I guess some may consider it a hack for family photos. There's a lot of videos of parents turning to their kids, younger kids, saying, okay, during this time that we're taking pictures, because you know wrangling kids into like posing and standing still and smiling is a lot of work. So their incentive is you can say any naughty words you want during this photo session. And it works because as they're saying words I can't say here on the radio.
We would get in trouble.
It makes everybody laugh. So they get the results.
Then you get those, oh, what are they called?
Candid.
I was like, what's the word? Yeah, you
laughing,
get the candid ones. Yeah.
They're looking at each other. Like, it is actually kind of brilliant. And the photographer doesn't even have to direct them because they're just having so much fun. Because it's so silly to see a five-year-old repeating words that they definitely shouldn't be repeating.
I mean, think about how great this is because when you were younger, you didn't want, maybe you were shy or maybe you just, you'd rather be at a park than taking photos with a family, but you never got to swear. Your parents never let you do that.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine being able to do that for one day. I would have the time of my life. This would have been really good for me as a kid because for many years, I did what I like to call the Miley Cyrus. I stuck my tongue out in every photo and I think that irritated my family a lot. Because they were like, can we just take a nice photo without your tongue sticking out? So if you would have told me, keep your tongue in, but you could say that word that you've always wanted to.
And that would have worked for you?
Well, if you told me I could say the four-lettered word, yes. I almost said it.
Oh, okay. We should end this before you do.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.
We need to check in on our thrift miss this year. It's a gift exchange between Taylor and I, and you actually voted for that theme.
Yeah, because we like a little challenge. We like a category to have to follow, a little challenge. Last year we did handmade items. This year we're doing thrifted items only for each other.
And we kind of needed to go somewhere with that. Like we needed, yeah, we could thrift something, but like what are we thrifting? So with that, we kind of added trinket miss.
Yeah.
Something that you would definitely put at your desk or put on a bookshelf or dresser, whatever at your house or home.
Mm-hmm.
House or home. I meant house or work.
Your work desk.
I want to tell you some things, maybe ask you some questions. You can feel free to say you do not want to answer.
Oh, is this an interrogation?
It's obviously we're not going to reveal our gifts to each other until probably next week, to be honest with you.
No, I don't think we should until Tuesday.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you that I bought your thing in Dallas.
I know. It's so unfair advantage because I just know that they had a million stores to pick from.
Oh my gosh. So many great antiquing shops. It was amazing. So that's where I got yours. I'm not going to lie. It's phenomenal. I will tell you two things. Number one, I almost got you a glass cat.
Love.
Really?
Always.
Oh, because Neighbor Man told me not to get it for you. He said that's not good enough. Now, the reason I almost got it for you is because I think they're so cool. If you get like a glass, sometimes they have dolphins or other animals, right? It was a cat, and at the top of him was this green heart. And I know green's your favorite color.
It is.
So I just felt that that was perfect. Mm-hmm. Now, I didn't want to just get one because you have two cats. Then I was like, well, am I overthinking it too much?
You are.
I did die.
Yes.
So I did not get that for you. The other thing that I did also consider, and I looked long and hard, and I was going to do this as a second gift, was to try to find your Beanie Baby. You talked about this in Trending with Taylor.
Oh my God.
About how if you go to the Beanie Baby website, you can find what Beanie Baby was born on your birthday.
Yeah.
You have not one but two.
Uh-huh.
You have a polar bear and then you have a like this pink and white hedgehog.
Love.
When I was at the antique stores, oh my God, they had so many Beanie Babies. It was overwhelming, but I could not find either one of those. I found everything else, but not yours. So God. I was really disappointed because I wanted to get you that for your birthday.
That's a great
Christmas.
Idea.
Thank you.
I'm impressed.
Thank you. Now I got to ask you some questions.
Okay.
Have you shopped for me?
Okay. So yes, I have gone to the thrift stores a couple times over the last couple weeks.
Really?
Because I was thrifting for you. My older sister really likes thrifted items. So I had a lot of people in my mind. And up until yesterday, I had zero luck for you because I was just hoping something would speak to me. You had all these ideas of what you wanted to get me. I had nothing. Okay. I was like, I have no idea what I'm going to get you. So yesterday, I finished up my Christmas shopping, finally, including you. I went to a thrift store, and as I was walking in, I'm like, okay, I got to narrow my brain down, like, a little bit. Otherwise, I'm going to be here for 6 hours looking for something. So I'm not going to tell you what category I got, but some things I was thinking about was obviously Post Malone always, but the chances of stumbling across that.
I did find one Post Malone thing in an antique store.
Well, because you were in Dallas and he's from there. I couldn't find anything. I obviously Post Malone. I'm thinking, okay, she's a radio DJ. Mm. She loves pink. She has lots of animals, but specifically mm-hmm. right now you're obsessed with wiener dogs. I knew that you just have moved into your new home. Yeah. So that was in my, like, I had all of these things and I will tell you that I had to buy two.
Oh.
Because I couldn't decide what the right option was. They are weird.
Oh, I can't wait.
They're weird, and I feel like, I don't want to get his hopes up, low-key, you kind of, I mean, they're kind of for Neighbor Man, too.
Shut up. Oh, I'm excited.
Like, okay. Both of them have their own reasons why they're yours and then why they're his, too.
Okay, I'm excited. Can I ask you two questions?
Sure.
Does it make noise?
No.
Does it light up?
No.
Mm. Okay. I have no idea. That was just two
Why
questions.
Why would that be? Does mine make noise and light up?
It does not make noise. It does light up. I'll tell you this. You're never going to guess it. In a million years, you're never going to guess it. It's like one of those things that I could say and someone's like, there's no way that's real. Oh, it's real.
A lava lamp. I don't know. How long can I guess?
If you're a place that has a mascot, whether that's like a school or an organization of some sort, man, do I have an opportunity for you?
Yes.
Neighbor Man is the opportunity. That's my boyfriend. Let me tell you a little bit more. So we were in Dallas and down south. I know it's coming up towards our area a little bit more. They got a gas station called Bucky's, all right? If you don't know, well, you do need to know. They got 100 pumps there. It's insane. It's like a department store. Like, there's so much crap in it. It's amazing.
I just know that they are all over TikTok because they're kind of funny with their advertising.
Uh-huh.
And they got everything there.
They do. Clothes, food, drinks, just tons of things
there. Pickled garlic.
That's
still sad you didn't bring me any.
But when we got to go, I've been like two or three times before. This is the first time my boyfriend, Neighbor Man, got to go to one. And he's heard me talk about it 1,000 times.
Mm-hmm.
When we go in, that's when we noticed that they had somebody dressed in the Bucky's mascot. He got to take photos with it, shake his hand. He was so freaking excited. When we get in the car, he goes, you know what? The person behind that mascot was pretty good. But I do fear that I would be a better Bucky.
Oh.
Or any mascot, that is. So that's when I started asking him a question. I'm like, is this a dream I don't know about? Do you want to be a mascot? He goes, no. I only want it for one day.
Oh.
But man, do I think I'd be a fantastic mascot.
Do you agree? I mean,
I do.
Like, I know him, but not probably well enough to judge that if he'd be a good mascot or not.
Who he is as a person is he's not afraid to start conversations with random
Well, you can't
people.
Talk if you're a mascot,
well, I know.
So that's a problem.
Keep your mouth shut. No, what I meant, like, he's not afraid to, like, go up to people.
Mm.
So, and that's what you need a mascot to do. You can't have a mascot be, like, shy and scared and have people go up to them. The mm-hmm. mascot needs to go to the people. I also think he is kind of quirky. He did take dancing classes years ago, so the man can dance as well. Now, can he do any stunts, like tumbling tricks and stuff like that? Not that I know of. I at least don't want him to try. Right. But I do think he could dance and he would be a crowd pleaser.
Okay. I need him to look into, there's one that is always on my For You page. I think it's the Colts football team.
Oh my God.
It's the big blue guy. He's hilarious.
He's so funny. I feel like that's kind of the vibe I would get from Neighbor Man.
So what do we have a costume closet here, right? Okay. We don't have like a full mascot.
No.
But I think we have some wigs and masks and things. Do we dress him up and send him out? Or
put him on a corner? For 3 hours, you can see Neighbor Man on a corner.
I'm saying he says he's going to be the best at it. I think we send him out into the real world. We test it.
We either do the shark one or the Chewbacca one. But if he does Chewbacca, he does have to sound like Chewbacca. That's my only like stand. Look at me like that.
Because I think we can those. Maybe it'll be a those girls version of Chewbacca.
He dresses as us.
Yes, now we're talking.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.